This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello and welcome back to Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. My name is Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give us a call at 603-357-2254 or visit us online at optfinancial.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page and resources to check out past shows and subscribe on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Heading into retirement may produce feelings of great excitement and great anxiety, and we believe with good reason. For many folks, retirement is a momentous life event on par with graduating from high school or buying a first home. While we feel retirement requires considerable financial planning, there are other important components to consider. When I sit down with clients to discuss their current or impending retirement, I also remind them that one of the best things that they may be able to do when it comes to maintaining their nest egg is focusing on their overall health. Think about it. The more you exercise and the more you watch your waistline, the more money you may be able to keep in your bank account. An AARP article, 60 Ways to Live Stronger, Longer, and Better, has some insights that I think many in today's audience will enjoy. The article first highlights the importance of brain health, and a few things contribute to a healthy brain more than consistent exercise. Fear not, you don't have to begin training for an Ironman competition to help your brain. Just 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise over the course of a week can do the trick. In fact, the article references a study by the Alzheimer's Drug Discovery Foundation that determined folks who exercise regularly are as much as 45% less likely to develop Alzheimer's. So download your favorite podcast or the Harry Potter series on Audible. Head out for a long walk. Start your day by biking instead of driving to the coffee shop. There are a lot of good and very low-cost options out there. I'm sure a few of you listening today will be surprised that the article spends a fair amount of time describing how what you can eat can affect your brain. A serving of leafy greens every day has been shown to slow cognitive decline, according to a Rush University Medical Center study. Furthermore, research indicates dark berries like blackberries and blueberries may fight inflammation and support the brain. Additionally, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that consuming one cup of blueberries every day for 6 months can reduce the risk of heart disease between 12 and 15%. Trading sugar-filled drinks like soda and juice for something like green tea may also be beneficial. Studies cited in the article indicate that folks who drink soda and other sweet drinks are more likely to eventually suffer from Alzheimer's, and other studies have shown that green tea may itself enhance cognitive performance. And don't forget to exercise your brain. Giving your brain a good workout can be as simple as opening up the latest bestseller or finally learning to play chess. These relatively simple activities may have a significant impact on your brain. A Hong Kong study of adults that are 65 and older, published by the JAMA Psychiatry, found those who regularly played games were as much as 29% less likely to develop dementia during a 5-year follow-up period. And in addition to giving your brain a healthy workout, reading may help you avoid prolonged social isolation. For many of us, work is one of our biggest social outlets. Once we retire, that outlet vanishes. Therefore, you need to find new outlets. A book club might be a terrific solution. Not only will you exercise your brain, but you'll also enjoy discussing the book with a group of like-minded folks. Retirement is all about taking back your time after decades on the job, so why not take advantage of it to get a little more shut-eye? Making a point to get at least 8 or more hours of sleep every night may improve your overall health. If you have an alarm clock on your bedside table, turn it so it's facing the wall. If you've set your phone next to you, place it face down. The light these gadgets emit may lessen the quality of your sleep, and along those same lines, avoid nightlights as much as possible. Instead, keep a flashlight near your bed. Once your bedroom is nice and dark, turn on a fan or some white noise, especially if you live with somebody that snores or on a very busy street. The article also has some potentially useful insights for preventing social isolation. Step one is maintaining your bonds with your family and friends. And your get-togethers don't have to be overly elaborate. The article notes that a handful of 10-minute weekly phone calls can reduce loneliness by as much as 20%. Many of us have probably sighed in frustration when watching just how much time our kids and grandkids spend on their iPads, tablets, phones, and other electronic gadgets. But don't be too quick to criticize, because electronics can also have a detrimental effect on older people. Here's a fact from the article that will probably get you to set down that phone and say, wow. The typical American checks their phones 96 times a day. 96 times. Put your phone in the kitchen drawer for a few hours a day. Enjoy a good book or visit with your neighbors. It may also be wise to avoid using your phone in your bedroom at night or at the dinner table. Also, when you wake up in the morning, don't make grabbing your phone that first task. Instead, get up, make some coffee, turn on the radio, maybe you hear the latest headlines. If you like challenging yourself, go for a screen-free for one full day per week. For some, retirement may be an opportune time to correct some of the bad habits that many of us develop over time, and in doing so may be a boon to both your personal and financial health. For example, let your TV cool off from time to time. Instead of scrolling and scrolling in search of something to watch, choose a specific program and then once it's over, turn off the TV, head out to dinner with friends, do a few laps at the pool or at the gym. In terms of keeping your bank account healthier, be sure your online shopping activities are born of need, not impulse. One way to avoid impulse shopping is to delete your credit card information from the sites you most often visit for shopping. If you have to manually enter your card information each time you make a purchase, it may provide you with just enough time to think about what you really need of what you're about to buy. One of the best things about retirement is that many of the things that made you feel stressed during your career will go away. Note, I said many, not all, because there will still be things that aggravate you from time to time. To manage your stress, dedicate at least 20 minutes a day to getting outside and enjoying nature. The AARP article references a study that shows just a small amount of time outside will reduce that stress. Helping the causes you care about may also provide health benefits. Serving others may make you feel more connected to your community, and it may also increase the possibility that people will be there for you to lend a helping hand should you ever need one. Emotional resilience is also important. Put together a list of the things you wanted to do but didn't have time for when you were busy at work and/or raising your kids. How many of the things on that list are achievable now that you have more time? Getting rid of some of those feelings of regret may be a solid way to reduce stress. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit optfinancial.com. Go to the resources, click on the radio or podcast page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple or Google Podcast, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And finally, if you want more information on what we discussed today, give us a call, 603-357-2254. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.